I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Garver Brummett's book, The Scent of Jasmine Cools the Rage, uses his wild illustrations and stories to illuminate his path through and beyond abuse, addiction, prison, and homelessness. As well as his path to healing and authorship, he's been a counselor assisting others in transition out of prison and a motivational speaker. He'll give a reading at Tsunami Books in Eugene on Sunday, September 24th. Nice to see you again, Garver.
Good to see you too, Eric.
Where did you find your turning point after homelessness, prison for bank robbery, other difficult times?
Books literally saved my life in prison, religious texts, self-help books. I have huge reverence for books. Hence, that's why I wrote a book, because I thought it would be great to have something on a shelf that would reach people that were at the bottom, like I was, and hopefully it'll change some people's lives. And I know so far by talking to people that it has. That's a huge honor to me.
When you look at rage, is there a commonality you see to where rage comes from in these divisive times?
Yeah. For me, and what I see with other people, is just a lot of pain. And if you can confront the pain, and also forgiveness. For me, it was letting go of a lot of resentments and hate that I had for, you know, my stepfather and you know, parents growing up and just societal stuff. And I had to really let go and forgive a lot of things for me to open up and for that rage to dissipate. The other thing was just finding that quiet place. For me, it's meditation and also helping other people. You know, the one thing I notice is for me and others is, why am I always miserable? Well, one of the reasons is I'm always thinking about myself, and that's usually when I'm the most miserable. So if I'm out trying to touch other people, trying to help other people, then that hugely dissipates. I mean, why are we here? If we're not helping other people, what's the point?
The metaphor of jasmine is strong in your book. Can you talk about what the scent of jasmine meant to you when you were young?
When I was young, I was growing up, and I lived in a place called Simi Valley in California, and there was a jasmine bush outside my window, and I remember the smell coming in. It was the best smell. It was comforting, and it just kind of transported me. But years after that, I'm on the streets when I was homeless, I would smell it in Southern California. And it just transported me back to happier times, and it gave me hope.
When you look around us locally, do you see other kind of forms of jasmine that people use in the same way to get themselves to a place of peace?
Community, people getting involved and getting out of ourselves. You're going to have to find a sacred spot for yourself, whether it be meditation or helping others. But I think the ultimate part is to forgive.
As you transform from a drug and addiction counselor to being a motivational speaker as well, what's the message that you are particularly carrying out to those that you're speaking to?
The thing that's been apparent to me lately and through our culture in the last couple of years is the victim stance. Reading the books I did in prison and realizing that I had the power to change my circumstances. I had to take responsibility for myself and not point fingers at everything else. Yes, bad things happened to me, but I'm not going to grieve over it for 20 or 30 years, and nothing happens except pain. So what I see in our culture now is a country that has abundance and, quite honestly, seems to be very spoiled, and we create things, from my perspective, from where I come from, which are just laughable, you know, what we consider painful and bad times. We have everything we can possibly want here. You can walk down the street to a grocery store and grab whatever you like. A lot of places you can't do that in this world. So we just have to put things in perspective, I believe, and really be grateful for what you have and really, really, really take stock of people you love, your community, and that's the way to get out of it. I mean, we concentrate on things that aren't there. It's very debilitating, and it's soul-killing. When you get stuck in that path of victimhood and you stay in it, nothing will change in your life, and you won't create abundance for yourself, and you'll just stay a victim.
What will the focus of the new book be?
A lot of it's going to be transitioning out of prison when I did in 1998. The hurdles of that, you know, it's painful. There's a lot of work involved that people aren't aware of, and they want to give up quickly. You have to put in the work if you're going to get anything. And the reality is, once again, the victim thing, people are going to shut the door in your face because you're an ex-con, but guess what? Other people will open it too. If you're honest and you just keep going forward, doors will open. It's just the way it is. You got yourself there. You can get yourself out. I'm a living testament, and I know lots of other people that are too, that have great lives, that spent lots of years in prison and as drug addicts.
Garver Brummett, author and illustrator of the book The Scent of Jasmine Cools the Rage. He's also served as a drug and addiction counselor for those emerging from prison and as a motivational speaker as well. He'll give a reading at Tsunami Books in Eugene on Sunday, September 24th at 4 p.m. For more information, tsunamibooks.org, and find the book on amazon.com. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.